Is that ready?
Boys, done. Good.
Well, it's gonna be nice to be in Utah. Nice to be in a familiar setting, obviously. With
I worked out in the gym plenty of times. It was a good workout. It was very intense, and I enjoyed it.
You came out early. What went into that decision, and how has things gone since you've been working out with teams?
I came out early because I had graduated already this past month in May. That went into my decision making a lot. I just felt like I was ready, and the process has been rugged and hectic, but I think I withstand it well, and I'm doing pretty good.
What kind of role has your brother played in all this?
He plays a tremendous role. He really inspired me, and I felt like I was ready and bring my talents to NBA.
Do you consider Utah home in some way? Have you ever lived out here around there?
Every time I get a chance to come out to Utah, I come out to Utah. So when I'm out of school for breaks, I'm out here in Utah. So, yeah, you consider it that home.
Paul obviously had to go the second-round route, and it ended up being a tremendous success for him. Does that make it easier for you to potentially look at
Yeah, that's what made me really come out and really believe that I can be successful, whether I will go in the first or the second round or undrafted. If that matter, I feel like I can be successful because he really inspired me.
The team said a lot about Paul when you've been going through these workouts and interviews and all that stuff.
Oh, every single time they're always telling me about how big a mistake they made and that they hope they don't make it again. So they talk about Paul a lot when I'm in these workouts.
That bodes well for you if they're saying we don't want to make
Right, it does. It does a lot, and I try to approach the workout and just show him that I can do some of the same things and same qualities that he does at 6'5". So that's one thing that I try to do is just work hard every workout.
What advice has he given you?
Just come out here and just relax. Don't try to do too much. Just come out here and play my game, and if it's there, go hard and take it. But just come out here and just relax and have fun doing it.
Would you want to join him here in Utah, or would you want to kind of blaze around that?
It really wouldn't matter to me. I would love to play with Paul, but you probably have to ask him that question. I'm in a situation where I got to take whatever's given to me. So if Utah drafts me, I'd be really happy to play here in Utah.
What number is this for you, and where else have you been?
This is number 8. I've been to Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, Oklahoma City, Charlotte. Been a lot of places. So It's really fun experience, and that's how you got to treat it. You can't treat it no more, no less. You just got to take it that way. And whether you have a good workout or bad workout, you got to leave it in the past and continue to the next workout.
Anything left, or is this it?
I think I have a couple left. I think I might be going to Indiana and Milwaukee.
You get to fill your brother's shoes?
Am I going to fill the shoes? I'm just going to try to do the best that I can do. Paul's done some tremendous things, and enough said. So. I'm just going to do the best I can be and be the best Elijah Mills if I can be.
You get a lot of double takes around town. I mean, more so than your brothers, you look a lot like Paul.
Excuse me?
You have a lot of double takes people in town here. Like, you look like your Paul Millsap.
Oh, all the time. When I get out of the airport, when I come off the plane, they be like, you look familiar. Are you related to a Millsap? So I'd be like, yeah, I am. So, yeah, I get that a lot.
Paul said that you're actually more skilled than he is as far as obviously a perimeter player versus him being powerful.
He's probably saying because I play on the perimeter and I can do a lot of the same things that he can do on the post. But Paul's a tremendous player. He's working on his perimeter ability, and he can do some of the same perimeter things. But I just feel like I'm more aggressive. I just got the ball handling. I can do a lot of things at 6'5".
And rebound, obviously.
Who would win in a scrimmage?
It's tough. We have our battles. He'll probably call me out when I get home right now. So we have our battles. So.
What's the feeling as the draft gets closer here for you?
I'm just trying to stay humble and just trying to soak it all in. Try not to get overexcited because it's still a long way to go. Guys, still got about 4 or 5 days. So just try to make it through these workouts. You got to work hard, but you got to also be safe. So I'm just trying to go into these workouts and play as hard as I can, and hopefully the draft picks me. Somebody's picking me on Thursday.
Does it seem like it's taking forever to get here?
Oh, it's been the longest 2 months of my life. So it's been a while. So I'm just ready for it to happen. 47.
47. How much do you want to go one pick ahead of him or ahead of him somewhere along the
way? I don't think about it a lot. Paul should have been taken probably in the 30s, somewhere out the early late first round. So Paul, I don't think about that as much. Wherever I get picked, I'll be grateful and blessed.
You're pretty confident you'll hear your name called somewhere draft night?
I like to say that I'd be confident, but you never know what happens on draft night. It could be a DeJuan Blair situation where a team was supposed to draft me, and they one of those players like that fall to the that spot. So you never know what happens in that situation.
Did that dog really have three legs?
You
say
what?
Did that dog really have three legs?
I'm not going to comment on that.
What were the battles like going at it with Paul in the backyard, your other brother?